Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Teresa Douglas Patterson, second year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies. On this day, May 7th, 1966, the Barbados Civil Service Association, which would later become the National Union of Public Workers, responded to statements made by Errol Barrow, then Premier of Barbados. The Premier had made comments on May Day at King George V Memorial Park, which were highly critical of the conduct of civil servants employed in this island. However, these comments caused some unease with members of the Civil Service Association who felt they needed to formally address the public on this matter. In the press release issued by the public relations officer, Mr. C. Wesley Gittins, the Civil Service Association defended the conduct of civil servants and distanced the organization from the comments made. However, the association avoided making any comments that would disparage the office of the Premier and damage his public image. To achieve this, the civil service prefaced by declaring that it would be counterproductive for a sitting premier to decry or condemn the work of civil servants. The statement noted that no premier or prime minister would wantonly destroy that public image at the same time when he seeks to build up the country's credit overseas by evidence of its progress, stability, and fitness for independence. This message underscored the significance of civil servants, especially in its execution of government mandates at such a critical juncture when the country was progressing towards its independence. The Civil Service Association made it clear to the public and their members that Barrow's comments were general and did not identify the actions of a particular civil servant. It was also suggested that they could not confirm whether these comments were directed at members of the Civil Service Association or the Barbados Workers' Union. As such, due to the ambiguous nature of these comments and in the absence of concrete evidence, it was concluded that the remarks should be quietly ignored by members and the general public. The Civil Service Association continued to reiterate its commitment and loyalty to the government and its intent to remain unbiased, which would ensure stability and progress for Barbados. In regard to the allegations that civil servants were conspiring to hamper the affairs of Barrow's government, the association maintained that they could not categorically confirm if these comments were true or false. However, if true, the association supported disciplinary actions against those persons who were found to be guilty by the necessary authorities. The Civil Service Association noted how polarizing these comments were and reminded members that the real employers of the civil service are the government and people of Barbados. The statement ended with the association's commitment to have a stake in the appointment of the Public Service Commission. In doing so, this would confirm the association's unwavering support to their membership and ensure that the working conditions of civil servants are protected and remain equitable.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.